Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, so let's do this. What the hell? We've got beach volleyball, female beach volleyball on the TV screen. So if Al gets distracted, you'll know why. Just like Giannotti did at the end of the show. Al, how are you?
There's a lot of beach volleyball that goes on Bradley Beach.
Now, you're probably used to seeing it, but do you see bodies like we're seeing?
Well,
I mean, you use binoculars.
Be careful here, but I believe these are high school teams that play across the street from me.
Oh, these aren't just beach goers.
No, this is definitely an organized beach volleyball, but they're younger. I would guess they're in high school they play, but play a lot.
I'm sure they
very organized. They run these practices.
Oh wow.
They run drills.
They run a lot.
They'll do like quick sprints on the sand.
Nothing easy about sprinting.
No,
on the sand.
It looks difficult. Beach volleyball.
Oh, build up your legs real quick.
Oh yeah,
your little
Jerry.
Grasshopper legs will be.
Oh yeah,
thickened.
Got a story here for you, Jerry. It says the beginning of next year,
2022,
California is going to begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition that they approved back in 2018. So it takes in effect this coming year.
So what does that mean?
It requires more space for breeding pigs, chickens, and veal. And right now, if that were to take effect, California would be running out of bacon because they currently don't have their pigs in a big enough space, which this new proposition requires. They want their animals that are being used for food to be not all jammed in on top of each other.
What a terrible existence.
Very terrible existence.
Being an animal for food.
Yeah. So they say right now only 4% of operations currently would work with this new rule.
Well, California's a big state. Can't they figure it out?
So it says California will lose almost all of its pork supply.
Oh, you know what that means.
What's that?
Those prices are shooting up. Like everything else right now.
Jerry, let's buy stock in bacon.
I guess we could. I mean,
is that what inflation is? Like when prices go up, but our
salaries stay low.
Salaries stay the same.
Or stay flat.
Yeah, or stay flat, yeah.
Yeah, I think when salaries don't match the rise or the increase in product, I believe so.
Which they say is happening now because of supply issues, coronavirus.
Yeah.
Now, I went to my supermarket the other day, and I was able to get some Boar's Head turkey, but a lot of the Boar's Head products are out.
No kidding.
And the sign there says, due to supply chain issues.
That's a problem. I know, like, lumber is four times cost from a year and a half ago because of the supply chain, as you will, from Canada, where a lot of it comes from. So, yeah, I mean, it's an issue right now. Luckily for us, there's still enough food to go around.
Right.
And there's still toilet paper. So that's correct. A good thing.
But, yeah, you got to watch for inflation, Jerry.
Yeah,
prices are going to go up, and salaries stay the same.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. I mean, look at gas is up to $3.20 again.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to say slowly, but it also wasn't, really quick. But it's like before you blinked, it went from $2.30 to $2.70 to $2.80, and it's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yep.
And I don't know if it's slowing down anytime soon.
It's not.
Not good. I don't know.
It's not, Jerry. And
now
we're going to.
You're driving 80 miles a day now.
And now we're going to be running at, actually, I think I'm driving
65
each way.
For real. No, no, I know.
Yeah.
I meant 80 miles each way. Yes. Is it about 65, 70?
65 each way, yeah.
Because I remember when I was in Brick, I was 63 miles.
Yeah.
Each way.
Really?
Yeah.
How Brick is further than Bradley.
Yes and no. I was right off the parkway.
Oh, okay.
I was exit 91, and I was a mile off the parkway. As opposed, I didn't have any driving to do at all. So while, yes, I still went, and I think that's also milepost 93. So the exit seems farther, but it's closer, and my house wasn't near the exit. So I'm almost certain it was 63 miles. But then when I went around the city to come home, it was 72 miles.
You had that all timed out.
That sucked.
Measured out.
Yes.
Yeah, so I do like this idea of having our animals that we use for food comfortable. Space them out a little bit. Well, I don't want them all on top of each other.
Because God knows what type of disease and what they're rubbing up against one another. I hear you.
Or they're in their own poop and stuff.
Is that when they say humanely raised?
Yeah, where they're like running around on grass.
They make it seem like it's so joyous. Oh, they're going to play volleyball together in the fields.
Right.
Until they're murdered.
Right. They're going to run free and then there'll be food.
Right. Free range chickens.
Now, I don't know if you got word of what's going on Carton and Roberts in the afternoon, Jerry, but they've purchased a cow.
Oh, you don't mean the hoveralls?
No.
Okay.
That's a whole different thing. But they've purchased a cow.
Yes, I know that.
A live cow.
Right.
Which they're then going to have slaughtered, for lack of a better term.
I couldn't do that.
And then they're going to divide up the meat.
Yeah, I'd be out on that.
This has caused a friend of mine. Her name is Christine. She has written to Craig. She has written to me. She wants this stopped. She tried a very good tactic where I saw the letter she wrote to Craig, and he did see it, in that she was complimenting him while also saying, hey, do the right thing.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're very entertaining on your own. You don't need to fill time doing this. This is you could be a hero, save the cow, give me the cow. I'll bring it to a cow sanctuary. She's very big into these cows. That the cows supposedly are like dogs, like they like love and affection.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How do we know that?
Well, I've seen photos of the cows accepting love and affection.
I mean, I've also seen a shark eyeing a kid on a boat. Doesn't mean he doesn't want to eat the kid.
Mm-hmm. You're saying he doesn't have love and affection.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't know. I would think as a baby, as a calf maybe. Yeah. I don't know as a big giant cow what their lives are like. I have no idea.
Now, my sister is not a vegetarian or vegan, but she will not eat pork. And her reasoning is because pigs are smart animals.
Okay.
And she thinks we should not eat intelligent animals. Like a cow, I guess, is not intelligent.
Right.
Nor not as intelligent. So therefore, we eat cows, we eat chickens, we eat fish, but that the pigs are very smart animals, and why would we eat a pig?
Listen, I've told you 100 times. I would love to become a vegetarian tomorrow. I would. I don't love the idea of eating meat.
Right.
But A, it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And B, it's really tough to do.
Yeah.
It's just hard. You know, I think I've said this before. If I lived by myself, I do think I could do it. I really do. But living in a house with two kids that like hamburgers and steaks and, you know, and chicken, what am I going to do? I mean, it's, you know, when you're making it, it smells awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit there and have buttered noodles while they're having chicken parm.
Right.
I mean, it's really difficult. And I'm not going to have peanut butter and jelly every day when they're having a boar's head turkey sandwich with provolone, lettuce, and mayo. I mean, it's hard. But
yeah.
If I was by myself and it wasn't in the house, I'd probably be okay.
And you definitely would have given it a shot.
You would have
tried it.
I tried it once.
Oh, you did?
Remember I tried it about, 6 months ago or so?
Oh, yeah, I lasted five days, maybe? I think I went about 4 or 5 days without eating meat.
It's hard. It really is. It's really difficult to find the proper protein sources.
Yes.
And it's not the same either.
Right.
It's not the same protein. I mean, I got protein shakes out my ass. It's not the same thing.
A bean protein, eating beans versus eating red meat. Different.
Very different. So I still think there's a part of me that would like to do it. I don't know that it's sustainable.
I did for a long time where I didn't eat red meat. I went years and years without eating red meat.
Was there any dietary side effects, any physical side effects to no red meat?
Not that I'm aware of.
See, I could do that. I actually could do that.
Yeah,
I was just eating chicken and shrimp. I'm fine.
I was eating chicken, salmon, turkey burgers, turkey, you know, that sort of thing. And it was, I could always find plenty to eat.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what happened. One time I was just, it just smelled.
You had a delicious burger at Hooters and you've never gone back.
It smelled so delicious, Jerry.
It's good.
You know what it was? I had a steak. I was like, you know, I'm going to treat myself to a steak.
I believe it.
And it was so good. Like you said, when you char meat, it's delicious.
It's really funny. I'm at the point that I don't want to eat bread.
Yeah.
I really don't. I want to lay off bread. I don't want to have meat. There's nothing left. I can't live off of fruits and vegetables. I mean, that's complicated.
My sister, who will not eat the pork because they're smart animals, she also believes that based on our teeth, we should be eating meat. Like we have a mouth and teeth to eat meat. We don't have the little tiny teeth.
Chompers.
To eat, yeah, like lettuce and stuff.
Right. Well,
so I don't know. Like, I'm not sure where, you know, if we're built physically to eat meat.
Which I think we are.
Right, because the other thing, when you go vegan or vegetarian, they're like, oh, you got to take these supplements, this supplement,
right.
This, you know. If
to
we,
make sure you're not right. missing stuff.
Right. Where if you were not required to have that, then I might be able to make the argument of maybe we weren't supposed to be eating meat.
Right. I don't know, man. I do understand Christine's point, especially if you look at, like, I remember Evan was having trouble with it. Like, he looked into that cow's eyes and really was like, how am I going to eat this thing?
Right.
I get it. I do.
Right. But that's the other funny thing, right? So, like, we don't want to see them.
I don't want to know.
Get right. We don't want to see them get this cow, slaughter it, and eat the meat, but we're okay going into the supermarket grabbing
the meat.
Give
me a pound of ham, please.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't want to meet the animals.
What's the phrase? What you don't know won't hurt you.
Right.
I don't know that I love that phrase, but it does hold truth.
Well, that's why I'll even, when we talk about like chicken wings, I say I always go boneless because a bone reminds me this was an animal.
Yeah.
Or
as
is
opposed
an animal.
To boneless, it could be.
Who knows
anything.
What it is. Right. They have come a long way with vegetarian and vegan food.
They have. It's just still not the same.
Yeah.
It's not. It's gotten better for sure, and it will continue to get better. Not great. Like, the veggie burger's good. They are.
Veggie
Those
burgers,
black bean
terrific.
Burgers are good.
Yes.
The Beyond Meat stuff,
good.
Very good. I just, again, to me, it's the protein, the lack of protein.
The Morningstar chicken nuggets, pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. There are different things you can do.
It's hot. Yeah, and then you couldn't imagine doing it all day, every day, all the time.
No, I mean, you might be motivating me. Maybe I'll try it again, see how long I can go. Get my Beyond Meat burgers.
Yeah.
I go get some of those Morningstar sausage patties.
Yeah.
You know, that are not sausage.
Right. Fake sausage patties.
You know, a lot of those are high in fat, too.
Yeah. And sodium. Sodium's a killer.
And soy.
And soy. Soy will hurt your wiener.
And the wiener doesn't work.
Yep. Yeah. One more food item here, Jerry, and that is that this is a new trend started on TikTok that people are enjoying for the summer. Maybe this is something you'd be interested in. Frozen honey. TikTok users have started taking honey and freezing it and then eating it like a popsicle. Frozen honey. Why have we not thought of this before?
That seems interesting.
Right? Just straight up honey.
Well, I don't like honey.
Straight up honey. What if it was straight up honey but frozen, Jerry? Like a look like an ice pop. Then you might be interested.
But I don't like the flavor of honey.
It's intense. The real honey is intense.
I don't like...
You could always find that a local... what do they call those local markets on the weekends? Farmer's market. There's always people selling local honey.
Yeah.
Getting it from where?
I don't know. Beehives.
In your backyard?
I guess. Where my in-laws used to live, there was a guy that had a house and big sign and just like a written sign on a piece of wood, fresh honey. And you looked in the back and he had beehives and like all these stations. I'm like, oh, stay away from this
property.
Yeah,
I've seen them do that where they have the honeycombs of the bees. And then they pull the thing out and they scrape the honey off.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm just not, I don't like honey.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I don't. I do, not every morning. I did this morning, actually, but not every morning. We have honey packets in the commissary.
Yes.
So I take a spoon. I do have one every morning for my throat.
Is that right?
Again, I say it again. It's not every morning. It's probably twice a week.
You'll scoop it, just a scoop of honey.
Yeah. Yeah. So like last night, and the reason I did it this morning, like last night, I had cornhole. I only slept 4 hours. I got in a little early so I could kind of rush back to baseball games. I knew my throat was going to be, you know, a little slow to wake up. So I do the honey. It really feels good. So I twice a week, I do it probably maybe three times a week.
Craig used to take the hot water, probably still does.
And put the honey in it.
But a ton of honey. Yeah. Like it was full on sludge on the
bottom.
A friend
of mine gets black coffee with honey. That's his sugar substitute.
Is that right?
Swears by it. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
I might. Maybe I'll do that for the ride home.
Black coffee and honey?
Maybe I'll try that on the way
home.
Well,
you let me know how that is.
I will let you know. I got to go stop by Spike's office.
Is that right?
I just got a text.
How come I don't get any of these?
Because I don't know that this involves you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Jerry?
I don't think anything.
Break some news here on the podcast.
I don't think anything of importance.
A post-game podcast.
No, I don't think so.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
When you're in there, see if we can get paid for the warm-up show, Jerry.
I'm on it.
Mention that to him. We'll see you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Jerry, you'll be back in with Gio as Boomer's vacation continues.
Right on.
And we'll be here with the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Until then, we will see.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't
suck. How we say we do this, 5:02, it is a Tuesday, it is the warm-up show for about an hour or so. His name is Mike Fliegelman, he's in the control room, and across from me, the handsome SOB that is known as Al Jorge Dukes. What's up, dude?
Good morning, Jerry. You know, sometimes you only hear one side of an issue, and it gets pumped out
yes.
through the media, and it's just like one-sided.
Or an argument with your girlfriend. One-sided.
Yeah. And then sometimes you never get the other side of
yes.
things. One of those topics is dog adoption. You hear it's the greatest thing I've ever
done. Here we go.
It's the greatest thing I've ever done. You should do this. I'm here to tell you, don't do it.
Let's do the other side.
Yeah, here's the other side. It's miserable sometimes.
Someone had a tough night.
Oh, my gosh. This dog woke me up at midnight.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Not good. And I didn't fall back asleep until 1:30, and then
sucks.
My alarm goes off at 2.
Isn't that brutal?
God.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything. They just lay around. So it's not like I get anything out of it.
Right. Well, I think if you had a backyard, you'd go out and play fetch.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I guess. I don't know what people, like, I love to pet a good dog, but like with children. It's more of a hassle than an enjoyment.
No, it's not. That's not true. That is wrong. I'm sorry.
Which part? The dog part or the children
the
part?
The children part. Please.
Well, at least children, eventually you can talk to and they can understand you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, eventually your small child will grow up and you could go, listen, stop whining. I'm trying to sleep.
I will tell you this, and I have not argued, but I've had a back and forth with my wife, let's say this, and our friends and their wives, and the guys agree with me and the wives do not, and that's fine. You can keep the first year. So I agree with you. Very difficult because the communication's tough. You don't know what they want.
Right.
They cry a lot. They don't want to sleep, blah, all of that. Once they start walking, some will say, oh, my God, now they're mobile. Yeah, but now they're like a person.
Right.
And that's when it becomes really fun. This is just my experience. The first 9-10 months, no thanks.
Miserable.
Well, it's just different, and it's hard. And I get the bond that the mom has with the child. I get all that. But it's tough. So you're dealing with a child forever because you can never communicate with the dog.
This dog will never understand English.
No, it will not.
And I will never understand whining dog language.
And you can go to any dog stupid whisperer you want. They don't know what the dog's thinking.
I'm with you, Jerry. They have no idea.
So stupid.
Very stupid.
So you had a rough night.
It was not great. Not great. I did see that Gerrit Cole has coronavirus.
Yes, and Miguel Castro, he doesn't have it, but he's on the corona list. So we got a couple of pitchers here in New York.
Did the Yankees get a placebo and not the actual?
I don't know. I don't
shot?
Know.
Because they've
had a lot of it, yeah.
They are acting like a team that's never gotten vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, you really are starting to see it a lot. I mean, Frank Wright got it from the Colts, the head coach.
Right, that's true. And he was fully vaccinated.
Yeah, who? Oh,
what
man.
The heck did I get this vaccine for, Jerry, if I'm going to get coronavirus?
Because it limits the effects.
Oh.
What's his name? The GM in Oakland. Mike, help me out. I'd ask you.
The Raiders.
You have no idea.
Mike Mayock.
Mike Mayock has it?
I know Mike Mayock.
Yeah, but if I asked you that he was the GM of the Raiders, you would have not known that.
Right. If you would have said, who's Mike Mayock the GM of, I'd have come up with Raiders, but I would not the other way around.
Right, which is why I went right to Mike.
Good call.
He's got it. And as he said, he feels okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why we got the vaccine.
So Gerrit Cole will not be pitching tonight.
No.
So I have nobody on the list here for the Yankees as a pitcher.
Why don't you run Andrew Haney out again?
To be determined.
He was great last night.
That did not go well, Jerry.
Go well.
Andrew Haney.
Not only did he give up the 4 home runs, it should have been 5 as the catcher bashes one off the wall after it was 4-0.
It's not often that that something historical happens in baseball. It's a long-running sport. It's been around forever, right, Jerry?
Yes.
It's 162 games for each team.
Right.
There's a lot of games played. It's very hard in the year 2021 to do something historical. But Andrew Haney did last night in giving up 4 or more home runs in his team's debut, which I would have thought somebody had a terrible
I agree with you.
Game in their debut.
Right. You just run over it. 162 games a year, 154 at one point, as we know. You go back 100 and something years. You're going to tell me no one sucked bad enough to give up 5 home runs?
In their debut.
In their debut, right.
I would have thought easily.
Yeah, no.
I would have thought it happened in the last 5 years.
Well, yeah. Saw a guy last night give up 4 of them.
Andrew Haney. That did not go well.
Is there a more, I thought this. So he gives up, or he give up the 2 in the 3rd inning, I guess it was. Then he gives up another one, and then another one. It's 4-0 in the 4th inning, and they start booing. And you're looking at this poor guy on the mound walking around like, man, what am I doing? Well, you're throwing batting practice is what you're doing. And then the next batter crushes one to center field, and they are booing him like he ain't never heard boos before. That's a lonely feeling.
That was, not a good night, Jerry.
And Aaron Boone, they show him on camera, and he's grimacing like, who got this guy? It's funny.
And it's the crappy Orioles that we're playing.
And Jorge Lopez has a no-hitter into the 6th inning.
Right. The Yankees didn't get a hit till the 6th inning.
He's got an ERA of 75.
Then some. So the Yankees have no pitcher tonight listed. I don't even, who's even an option? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't.
They'll be facing Jerry, a fellow named Alexander Wells. Never heard of you on the Orioles. And then a cat got loose on the field.
For 3 minutes.
Cats, first of all, you got to imagine this is a stray cat, right? It's not somebody's house cat, right?
You got to be careful.
Right. These cats have claws.
Yes.
So,
and then you rip your eyes out.
Yes. When I saw these security guards trying to run down this cat, I wouldn't want that job.
It's funny. I agree.
Why not put him in a net?
Maybe you could have done that because at one point they did have it surrounded and it ran through the guy's legs, which was funny.
Even if it didn't learn, let's say the guy scooped it up. That cat's either biting you, clawing you, or both.
No question about it. And in both John and Susan, and even the Oriole announcers on TV were like, just open the bullpen door. And I'm thinking, okay, you want the cat going and scraping the eyes out of your pitchers or your catchers?
I wouldn't want that.
That didn't make sense either. So that was a tough one. Now, what's worse? If you had to go out, if I put you in a field, could you catch a cat, a chicken, or a squirrel?
I think I'd catch a chicken. They don't seem like they run very fast.
You ever see Rocky?
I did see it. You're right. That
Not
is
easy.
Training.
Not easy.
I feel like the chicken would do the least amount of damage to me once I caught it, if it was angry.
Doesn't have a pecker on its nose? Right?
Yep. He does have a pecker on his nose, Jerry.
Like the beak.
Oh, the beak pecker. Yes.
So that could hurt you.
Yes, that could hurt you. But I feel like I could battle that more than a cat.
You could battle that?
Yeah. More than a cat and its claws.
Well, that's probably true. And the squirrel's crazy.
The squirrel's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll get all three of them in the studio. We'll have you run around.
The cat to me is one of the most dangerous animals to be pissed off at you.
It can be if it's not
declawed. Like I'd rather fight a dog than a cat.
Depends on what kind of dog.
Yeah, but the cat.
I give you a cat or a pit bull. Which one are you going for?
Well, the pit bull. Well, I'm most German afraid Shepherd. In life of a pit bull. That's my biggest fear in life. Well, teenagers, then a pit bull. So teenagers with a pit bull, I am out. But a cat, they're so wiry and
fast,
herky-jerky and fast, yeah. And have not only teeth, but those scary claws that are clear. Like, they're clear claws. They come right out.
Oh,
they
I'm aware. I know.
Slice you and dice you.
They sure can. And that thing was jumping up on the wall, jumping down. One got to the top of the wall, jumped down. They always land on their feet. Really crazy.
I would have pretended if I was the security guard to attempt to get the cat, but I would have not made a real attempt at
like
it.
Like the cat's right, dive left.
Yes. Like, it make it seem like it fooled you.
I like the crowd was chinny. MVP for it.
MVP. Funny.
And then they opened the door on the side of the field, and it was gone.
Where did it come from? The Bronx? Just hanging out in the Bronx? A cat?
There was the Oriole announcers, which I probably should get the audio. I took issue. They're like, it was a cat on the field. Well, it was New York. You're in Baltimore.
By the way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and Baltimore, for years, has been the syphilis capital of the world. Baltimore. So don't come at us with...
Why don't you tell the guys on Mason that? You should.
I will tell them
that. Why don't you get them on the air this morning?
By the way, do you have syphilis? Because most people in Baltimore do, according to statistics. That's according to stats.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting night at the stadium last
night. So, cat just made its way in. I don't know how. Have we ever had a rat run around?
I'm sure
that
we
is
have.
Cool. That would be cool.
I mean, you know there have to be, and this is nothing against the stadiums, but you know there have to be rats at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, New York City has a rat problem.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know about on the field, though, because aren't they afraid of bright lights and people?
Rats?
Yeah. Isn't that why they really only come out at night?
That could be. They're nocturnal, you're saying, Jerry?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know a raccoon is. I don't know if a rat is.
And raccoons live in sewers, so they're not at the stadium.
Right. You wouldn't think. Although there was a raccoon at Citi Field Sunday.
Another raccoon?
Yeah. Did you?
Sunday?
We talked about this yesterday.
I missed that part.
What were you doing? Redoing your mortgage with with Carney Bank?
I mean, refinancing.
Good Lord.
I was refinancing, Jerry.
You just moved into the place last year.
No, I'm not refinancing. That last year is when, you know, was the start of those great rates. I didn't need to. I don't need to refinance.
I hear you, man.
Don't come at me with a refinance offer because I've already got low rates, Jerry.
I will tell you, for someone who's pretty much been up all night, you don't look terrible.
Thank you.
And you've got decent energy so far.
So far. It'll hit me on the ride home.
See, it's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Or the ride home.
8 a.m. Check on me in 3 hours, Jerry.
Hey, Mike, you go right over there? Yeah, Al's sleeping.
this whining dog. You know what happens is the dog doesn't eat, and then her not eating bothers her stomach. Then she wants to go out and eat grass. And that's thus the whole... Chaos.
And you give the dog steak, for God's sake. You give the dog anything at once.
I feed this dog nicely.
Wow. We used to give our dog back in the day Alpo.
Right.
The red can.
Oh, my God. If you gave your dog Alpo now, you'd be the police would be called on you.
That no good?
Well, if you don't give your dog, you know, the top of the line, prescription diet, raw food, then you're like the worst.
I guess.
You're right. When we had dogs growing up, the dogs got whatever was the cheapest dog food available.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now you get like a sensitive stomach or a food for sensitive stomach, food for less active
you
dogs. Like,
that?
Just come on.
I don't believe that stuff.
Dogs just want chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes.
What song food. Was that from?
It's a children's song called Chicken Lips.
Oh, all right.
That's what they want. I mean, my mother used to feed my dog, quote unquote, chicken doopies.
Which was?
The buttocks of the chicken. Like the actual
I understand.
Opening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know where she got chicken doopies from, but that's what we called it. And she'd be frying it up in a pan. It was a chicken butt.
And that's what they got, like often?
I don't know where they got it from.
You never got the canned food for the dog?
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
My dog,
The butt was the treat?
The chicken doopies, Jerry. Yes, that was the treat.
Oh, my God.
It was not. We the dog didn't get a bowl of chicken butt.
Oh, terrible, man. Mm. Well, you're learning the life of dog ownership, yes. So I'm glad to see you're
Don't
enjoying
get one.
It. All right, we'll take a break. We haven't got to the crappy Mets yet. We'll get to them, too. I know we're negative. I get it. Did you watch last night? Woo-hoo, that was awesome. All right, quick break. On the other side, some Mets. Al's going to break down all the NBA free agency for you as well and the impact the Knicks had on day one.
Impact?
We'll see if he even knows who they signed or re-signed, for that matter. Plus, we've got Gio at the top right here on The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, Siri, play WFAN.
Sounds like a Western movie. 522. What do you say? It's a Tuesday. Not a manic Tuesday, but till Tuesday. You never know.
Jerry, why? I'm a little confused by this.
All right, let's talk.
So yesterday, I said to you in the last segment, I said, we have no idea who's pitching for the Yankees now that Gerrit Cole has the coronavirus.
Right on.
Ricky Gaspar on Twitter, just a regular guy, Jerry. He's not in a baseball insider. Yeah. He says Nestor Cortes is pitching for the Yankees.
That makes sense.
How does Ricky Gaspar, an alert listener on Twitter, know, but the baseball MLB app does not know who's pitching?
My guess would be, and I don't know about you, but at 7-1, I wasn't watching the game. Perhaps they mentioned it last night. Maybe they said it in the postgame show, which I also didn't. I agree, because I usually, everything I do comes off MLB.com.
Same here.
And I, you know, and the reason I do that was I can go back, boy, we're talking when Spitz was still here. And I do remember there were times when you would do a starting pitcher based on a newspaper article, and then it was wrong, and then the article was printed at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're reading the newspaper at 3 in the afternoon. You get it wrong. So to me, it was easy to go to the team website or the MLB site, and at least if it's wrong, it's like, hey, it's Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
They got it wrong. Don't look at me. You're right. MLB's app still says TBD.
So is Ricky Gaspar on
he
Twitter
be.
Our new baseball insider?
He could be. Ricky, you got the hotline number when you got breaking news, even if it's just possible, could be, might happen. Let us know.
This is a Ricky Gaspar exclusive.
It could be.
Nestor Cortes. Is he good, Jerry? Is he?
He's fine. Average. He's been good for them. But he has been good for them.
You basic. Would you say that about him?
You basic. And you're right. Even the Yankee website is TBD.
Jerry, if you could think of Nestor Cortes and you had to label him as either one of two things, you basic,
right,
or you extra, which is he?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean? What does this mean?
Well, you basic means basic. Like, you nothing special.
But extra?
Extra means you're extra special. So, like, Jacob deGrom, we would say, you extra. Nestor Cortes, you basic. So you're throwing out another basic. I mean, the
that
Yankees
don't
are gonna
impress me much.
Are the Yankees going to lose to the Orioles again tonight, Jerry, with Nestor Cortes?
Again, at least what Cortes has been good for them. So I don't know. I don't know. The fact that they won, the fact that Jorge Lopez no-hit them into the sixth inning last night. No hit them for five innings.
Because when I said Nestor Cortes, you didn't say, you extra.
I don't, because he's been good for them.
He's basic.
Is he Gerrit Cole?
No,
he's not.
No, he's not, Jerry.
You know, but he's been good. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. He's Nestor Cortes. He's not Jacob deGrom.
You're Nestor Cortes.
That don't impress
me
much.
Ooh.
Although I like his mustache. Got a good look.
He's got a good mustache.
Yeah, got a good look.
The Yankees allow the mustache?
Yeah, no beards, I believe. Correct. And Joey Gallo had to shave his beard before he came here.
The solo mustache. Joey Gallo made a nice catch last night.
Joey Gallo, he's a good fielder.
Leaping up there, Jerry.
Of course, he also had the play. I guess it really wasn't his ball because he had a run far. But right before the home run, there was a foul ball between him and Rugi Odor, who was playing third base for like the first time ever. And it kind of fell in between them. And then I think a few pitches later was a home run.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure.
So that came back to bite them.
A little bit. But yeah, and Gallo's the one that broke up the no-hitter with the double.
All right. Good point, Jerry. Good point. I saw that.
Where did Gallo come from? What team?
Gallo came from the Rangers.
Nice.
That's
you remember.
What I'm talking about,
you
Jerry.
Remember.
Woo!
Because you did ask yesterday.
That's a little baseball insider information.
Yes. You want to talk about the crappy Mets?
Yes. Javier Baez, I saw he ran a ball out, a ground ball, and he came up limping.
Oh, he did.
But then he played the field.
He did not come out of the game.
No, it's so weird. Here we saw a clear injury, right?
It looked like one, yes.
He was limping. Yep. And he plays.
Right.
Other guys, we don't see any injury. They're out for 3 weeks.
Right. Guillorme scores the winning run the other night. Everything's great. The next day, yeah, he's out.
But you know this Baez injury is going to come back.
Maybe. It might.
If it doesn't come back today to hurt them, then I think we're in the clear.
I do like what Darling said, though.
What did he say?
He said most guys, when they feel anything or fall down, they run right into the clubhouse.
Yes.
He goes, not Javi Baez. Went right back to the dugout, said, I'm good. And then he was out there.
That's a man playing a man sport, Jerry.
So, I mean, you've got that, but not much else from last night. I mean, you know, again, the grand slam in the first inning. It's like, are you joking? And then, you know, they battle back. They get to 4-3, and then Baez makes an error, run scores.
And all of a sudden.
Yes. Not great. Not great. The Marlins are terrible. You can't be losing these games.
Right. The Yankees swept the Marlins.
Did you ever hear of Lizardo?
I'd never heard of Lizardo, no. Yeah.
That's because he's not a good pitcher.
Oh. But he shut him down.
Well, I mean, no, he didn't shut him down.
They
scored a few runs off him.
Oh.
But it wasn't like they did much. Again, you can't keep scoring 2-3 runs a game.
It's not going to get her done. It's not going to get her done, Jerry.
It doesn't. And I'm not going to be negative. People think I'm negative. I'm not. I don't know what you're looking at.
Do not be negative, Jerry.
And Phillies won last night. It's 2.5.
Two and a half lead?
Correct. That the Mets have.
I thought it was larger than that, or does it keep dwindling?
No, because they don't win.
Oh, they're losing games.
And like Pete Alonso said, you know, yeah, we're playing some tough teams. No, you haven't been. You played the Pirates. You played the Marlins.
They stink.
The Reds are okay, for sure. But, I mean, these other teams aren't good, and you haven't performed well.
And I see they've benched Michael Conforto.
Although he did double last night.
As a pinch hitter?
Yep. Stayed in the game.
Rojas, here's some quotes.
He was only 4-for-38.
Here's some quotes from Luis Rojas, Jerry. He's the Mets manager on a Michael Conforto quote. We want him to work and find himself rather than being a little bit too mental at the plate. He's not mental when he's not playing. So he's not beating himself up.
That's great. Let's give him $100 million.
If I was told like you were giving you time off because you're having mental issues at the plate, the next time I came to bat, I'd be... My mental issues would be ramped up, right?
Probably.
Now,
it's in his head.
Right. Now you're not playing every day because you got to take care of your mentals.
And now you're thinking even more.
Yes. But he did double last night, as you said.
And
you had to.
You can't be playing him every day if he's going to be batting 195.
Yeah.
It kills the lineup. And again, this is a guy in a contract year, so I don't see the Mets signing him.
No.
Someone will give him money because he's loaded with potential, but this has just been atrocious this season.
So the full season he's been bad, you think?
Yeah. I mean, you tell me where he's been. Find me a hot stretch that Michael Conforto's had.
About the start of the season. Was he on a roll?
No. Wasn't he even hurt at the start of the season?
Probably. Everyone's always hurt at all times.
Seems like it.
Well, Taijuan Walker action tonight, Jerry, for the Mets.
Good. All right. Well, let's go. Let's win the game.
Marlins have a to be determined, so let me see if Ricky Gaspar can be starting Marlins pitcher. That would
I do
be awesome.
Love that stadium, though. I know it's dreary because
the Marlins,
they don't get fans.
Yeah,
it is a cool stadium though, especially when
you've been there.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What is it in a bad part of town?
No.
Oh
no! I'll tell you, it was awesome. For like $12, I parked when we went there. We went two games in a weekend. I parked in the same parking lot that was no more than 30 steps away from the front door for
$12.
It was tremendous. And they had, not a ton of people, although when we went, there were a lot of Met fans. They had so many traffic cops. It wasn't hard getting out of there. It was great, actually. Really good.
So there you go. If you find yourself in the Miami area and you're looking for something to do, and
go
you
to
wanna...
Lone Depot Stadium.
Lone Depot?
That's the name of the stadium.
Home Depot, you said?
Lone Depot.
Lone Depot Stadium.
Did you put the game off for 2 minutes?
At Lone Depot Stadium? They didn't mention the Lone Depot Stadium when I had it on.
Oh, they do in the open, and they got the little graphics.
Oh, right. The graphics, yep. Missed the graphic.
Right.
Did you see A-Rod boasting about his quote-unquote Big D energy?
I did.
Now, he meant it as determined, darling, and dapper.
Where's desperate? Was that in there?
I didn't see desperate, but I guess that also starts with a D.
It does.
Normally, when people say Big D energy, they mean a different
thing. What do they mean now?
They mean like...
I've never heard that before.
It's new this year, I believe.
Right.
Big D energy.
Yeah.
But A-Rod meant it as determined, darling, and dapper.
All right. Well, hey, good for you. There's the good for you segment.
What's darling mean?
I don't know. That he's just charming and darling person.
Do you think I typoed that wrong in my
maybe
show?
Maybe daring? Sheet? Maybe you thought, maybe you should have wrote daring?
Let me see. Hold on, Jerry.
Here we go. Al's going to double check his own work.
A-Rod, Big D energy.
Good luck with what comes up there.
A-Rod boasts Big D energy on page 6 of the New York Post. Let me just see what it said. Determined, a darling, and dapper.
There you go. All right, well, good for him.
He's Big D energy, Jerry. That's what I have, Big D energy.
You think his daughters are like, what is wrong with you?
Yes, like when he posts on social media.
Yeah.
Yes, I do think that happens.
Because they've got to be, well, they are. They're of age now where they're probably all over the social media.
For sure.
They've got to see him posting his photos. Obviously, it didn't go well with his wife. Now he lost Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
And now I guess he's available again. And he's buying the Minnesota Timberwolves for some reason.
Yeah, and the daughters seem to really like J-Lo.
I know.
There was a lot of social media posts of them hanging out together.
And if you remember, when they first broke up, both sets of kids from her and him were very upset about the breakup.
Is that right?
Because they were like a family.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Once you have children, Jerry, you can't just be dilly-dallying, breaking up, and getting back together.
Right. Like, you have the benefit of, not that you were ever planning to, but you've got the benefit of saying, you know what? I'm out.
I have no children.
And you're clear and free.
Right.
If you've got kids, not that easy.
Oh, well, people don't seem to take that into account. They just hightail out of there even when they have kids.
Some do.
Some do.
Not everybody. Some do. That is true. All right, we'll take a break. 5:33. Coming up, Al's breakdown of the NBA free agency.
I don't know about that.
All right. We'll just do the Knicks then.
All I have is Lonzo Ball on my list.
There was a little bit more than that, but whatever. We'll get to that and a couple of other things he's got on the sheet. Plus G at the top. Right here on the Fannaroni.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
Oh, the Smithereens on a Tuesday.
Strokes, Jerry, the Strokes.
Yeah, them too. Stroke 9 or just the Strokes?
The Strokes.
What song did Stroke 9 do?
Little Black Backpack.
Look at you. That was impressive.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I actually heard that a couple weeks ago for the first time in a while.
We have Guns N' Roses tickets today. Every hour.
Where are they playing? MetLife Stadium? An arena?
I believe they're playing MetLife Stadium. But, yeah, interesting. Like, I saw a billboard for them on the Parkway coming
up. For Guns
N'
Roses?
Like Turnpike or Parkway, yeah, for Guns N' Roses. And I just remember, like, for how many years and years, we just, like, Guns N' Roses will never get back together. They're the one band everybody was like, who do you want to see get back together? Everyone always said either Led Zeppelin or Guns N' Roses.
Sure.
And now Guns N' Roses is back, and I'm like, meh.
You're not interested.
Well, I feel like they've been constantly touring now for...
It's been a couple of years.
A number of years.
You know, minus the pandemic, of course.
Yeah. I did click on it on YouTube. It had the opening song of their opening show from this tour.
Welcome to the Jungle.
They did, but I got to tell you, I was kind of unenthused.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what when I go to see a band, that opening number better be boom. You better come out and boom.
So you're not going to go see Phil Collins anytime soon?
No, exactly. I want, if you're going to play Welcome to the Jungle, you come out with
Welcome to the Jungle.
They came out, Axl Rose was like, how are everybody doing today? I'm like, well, get in, let's go. And then it was like this long, like, slash intro before they hit it. But
a lot of bands do that.
I want you to come out smoking. I want the lights down. You know what's cool? Like when a band lights down, then they have not one of their songs, but another song blasting over the loudspeaker. Then they come up, boom. I used to go see the Smithereens. You mentioned the Smithereens. I saw them at like Stone Pony a bunch of times. And all the lights would go out. That's how you knew it was about to go down, Jerry, right? All the lights would go down. Then AC/DC for those about to rock would just blare. And then, boom, they'd come out, Jerry, with a rocker. Balls out rocker.
Look at you.
Yesterday I mentioned that...
yes.
That the studio that I sit in during the program,
the
control room, that we were missing what I perceived as to be a very valuable piece of memorabilia.
Yeah,
that
you thought it was stolen.
That was been on our wall for a very long time. Yeah. It's clearly missing. You could see the spot. It's been there so long, you can see the spot on the wall where it should be.
At some point, we probably should clean that.
Yeah, and it was the a really great photo of all the Yankee pitchers and catchers, the pitcher who threw a perfect game with their catcher.
Yep.
They were all
very
on the,
cool photo.
Very cool photo. It was all on the mound at Yankee Stadium. They must have all gotten together for Old Timers Day or something.
You had David Wells. You had Cone, Posada, Yogi, Girardi, Don Larson. Awesome picture.
It was awesome, Jerry. And they, as you mentioned, all signed it.
Yeah.
And it has been missing. And I thought, wow, someone stole that right out from under me.
Now, did you do some investigating?
Just mentioning it here and hoping that somebody would come to me with some information. So I don't want to give away my source because he works with them on Mondays and Fridays. But a source tells me that Mr. Craig Carton, afternoon host, took it for his office.
Oh, okay.
Claiming it is his.
Is it his?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Well, I believe those came from
Steiner Sports.
Steiner Sports.
Are you sure?
Many years ago.
Steiner Sports didn't give that to Craig.
I believe Steiner Sports gave it to Craig for display in the studios. So I don't know that he has the right.
We're walking a fine line here.
I might go take something out of his office and hang it on that wall. What do you think of that, Jerry?
I'm going to go get some Goldberg peanut chews.
He does have some cool things on his wall in his office.
He does, yes.
And he probably wouldn't even notice. Maybe I'll go reclaim it back.
Would he notice if you... I'll tell you what he would notice.
Yeah.
The chocolate frame of him and Boomer.
That he would notice.
He would notice
if
that.
I hung that on the wall.
I think probably, he would notice that.
We'd probably end up getting ants, though, back there, Jerry.
That's true, because I don't know how sealed the chocolate is. All right, why don't you do that?
All right.
You go pick a piece of art or memorabilia out of his office and hang it on the wall.
Hang it on there, okay.
Yes.
I like it, Jerry.
That seems fair.
You mentioned NBA free agency before the break.
All right, here's the breakdown. Go ahead, Al.
I see that Lonzo Ball's going to the Chicago Bulls. That seemed to be the big splash of yesterday.
You think?
Is that true?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you got...
What did you see? Did you see Chris a bigger Paul getting, splash?
Well, Chris Paul staying in Phoenix for 3 years I thought was a big deal because there were a lot of teams that I think thought they had a chance at him.
But I don't like when when a guy stays on the same team, it doesn't feel like a splash.
Well, and that's what the Knicks did. Although they did get Evan Fournier.
Evan Fournier is coming here?
What do you think of that deal? What do you think of that move? How does that help them?
I don't know. I couldn't break that down for you.
You couldn't break that down.
I have no idea why. Okay. Who? I've heard the name.
Nerlens Noel. Resigned.
I remember him, yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
Alec Burks.
Don't know who that is.
Right, okay. I do know, who's the guy that left? What's his name? Help me out, Mike.
Reggie Bullock.
Reggie Bullock did leave. He left. Spencer Dinwiddie, it looks like, is going to Washington.
I saw that. I thought...
I'm actually happy about that because I thought he was going to go to the Knicks. I didn't want him at the Knicks.
I thought Evan might be upset about that.
He might be, but I think he'd be more upset if he went to New York.
Right.
Because Spencer Dinwiddie's a hell of a player. And I know he's coming off an ACL tear, but man, he's a good player. So the Wizards got a good one, I think, in him, if in fact that is the case. What other splashes? I don't know. I mean, Jimmy Butler got a monster extension, but again, staying where he is... Kyle Lowry going to Miami. Okay. But I do agree with you. If we were going to play buzz, no buzz, for me, no buzz.
So NBA.
Yesterday.
Jerry, buzz, no buzz, no NBA buzz. Free agency.
No buzz. I really don't know. I mean, the Nets did next to nothing. All right. They brought back Blake Griffin. Okay. Great. Whatever. and the Knicks re-signed guys. Derrick Rose got $43 million to stay with the Knicks. Like, they re-signed three guys, and they brought in Evan Fournier. If that's this big offseason.
No, it's not.
I think the Knicks are going to have all their eggs in the Damian Lillard basket.
Is that right?
That's what I think.
And when can that happen? Next year?
No, they can trade for him now.
Oh, trading for him. Then.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely. Now, he doesn't want to make any decisions till after the Olympics. Whatever. You can still make offers and figure things out. But it to me, it seems like it's Damian Lillard or another similar season.
So do you think that gets done? You,
I
Jerry
do.
Th-
I actually do think Damian Lillard is going to be on the Knicks. I know he's also interested in the Sixers. So
if he comes to the Knicks, buzz, no buzz.
A lot of buzz.
A lot of buzz.
That would be a killer move for the Knicks. He's nice. He is a great player.
All right, I'm looking forward to that happening.
So I would say buzz. I mean, he's capable of going for 50 any given night. That's how good he is.
I'm going to take your word for that, Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, unless you think differently.
No, I'm with you. 50 is possible any night of the week, Monday through Friday, including the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
That's funny.
Ric Flair has reportedly been released by the WWE after he asked for his release after he became frustrated with recent booking decisions.
Ric Flair in his 70s?
72.
Okay, so who's going to go sign Ric Flair now?
Oh, Jerry, all the big wrestling promotions are going to want him.
AEW?
Maybe. Maybe he'll join Team Taz there in AEW.
Yeah, could become a new face of
Ric Flair.
Of the league, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, he shouldn't be out there still wrestling, Jerry, at 72.
But he doesn't wrestle, does he?
No, but I'm sure.
Wasn't he in the hospital?
He almost died, remember?
Right. Yes.
I still think, like, a lot of these guys, when they get older, if they're still hanging around like Ric Flair is, they don't have matches, but they get in the mix sometimes and have to slap some people down, and they're able to.
Well, that's okay if you're not wrestling.
Or they get punched in the face or something, you know, wrestling style.
I couldn't imagine at 72 getting punched in the face, even if it's wrestling style.
But he still probably gets to, like, another wrestler will hold back a young punk wrestler, and then Ric Flair will give him a chop across the chest. Woo! Like, that probably still happens.
You think he thought when he was 25 he'd be doing woo in his 70s?
No chance. Or even wrestling, or even... We think about that with the classic rockers as well.
It's true.
Did you think... Mick Jagger, did he think he'd still be...
Doing Satisfaction in 2021.
Oh, my gosh.
How many times do you think he sung that live, if you think about it?
Right. Every night.
God. And if you don't sing it, the audience is upset.
Where's Satisfaction?
It's true.
Where's Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Yeah. You're a victim of your own success.
Where Start Me Up. Although Start Me Up didn't come out till 81, so they had all those where Satisfaction, like the 60s.
Yeah.
So you had all those the other 20 years.
And it's 2021.
Right. He's still doing Satisfaction.
And he looks like a grandmother.
He does look like a grandmother.
He does.
Unfortunately, we lose our testosterone as we get older, Jerry, and unless we're taking injections or creaming ourselves with it, then we lose all our muscle mass.
I got to tell you, I got a lot of guys in their 60s that play cornhole. None of them look like women. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. But
they're juicing for the cornhole league.
Maybe they are.
Do you test for steroids,
We
Jerry?
Do not test for steroids or HGH or any of that stuff.
Interesting.
But here's what I know. They look like guys.
If there are guys in their 60s and they've got biceps, they're juicing. Or they're taking testosterone.
There's a couple of them. Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Testosterone in. Yeah. Do me a favor, Jerry. Next time, pull one of them aside and just whisper. Just, are you juicing? Just say, listen, I'm thinking about getting into testosterone shots. Do you
Or HGH.
Any? Yeah.
And
I bet you they go, yeah, I do testosterone.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a matter of, as we've discussed, I think if you do it, you got to keep doing it.
You got to keep doing it, right.
And that's the thing I don't like about it.
I'm going to do it when I hit 70. I'm going to get very muscular.
That would be weird. That would be weird. But plus, you're in good shape anyway.
Yeah, so but I would love to have some more muscle tone.
Can I ask you a question?
Pump myself up.
Why did you tweet yesterday
that
it looks like hard work to have a good butt?
That's a good question,
Were
Gary.
You peeping Tom out the window in your binoculars looking at girls in cheekinis?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. So the answer is yes,
sort of.
You don't want to admit that. Okay.
I was driving down Ocean Avenue from Bradley to Avon to Belmar to Spring Lake. And I did see a lot of beautiful women in bikinis that still had not great butts. They're beautiful bodies, but the butt is so hard to keep in great shape. It really is difficult.
I do a lot of squats. You get eat well.
Right. The women who are able to do that are working it in the gym.
They are working it.
They are
for sure.
working it. Because it was just, it was, I was just like looking at it like, that's a beautiful girl. But, the butt. And now all the bathing suits show the butt.
Oh, they do.
They show the butt cheeks. And you've got to work hard. As I was thinking of, wow, what a lot. Because you do see a nice butt every now and then. You know, that person
you
is probably
notice.
In the gym nonstop with the butt.
They might be, or they're just doing a lot of squats at
doing
home.
Doing a lot, right.
I did like that guy Adami said you were giving good genes. Clearly, he has never seen your bony butt.
Oh, I have the worst butt.
All right, we can take that to break. There's your image for the next 5 minutes. A nude Al in his butt. All right, it's coming up on 6 o'clock. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up. G joins us at 6.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, nice to have you with us. Banner night in New York sports. Yankees terrible, Mets terrible, Knicks did not much, and the Nets didn't do much. Other than that, fantastic night, Al.
Some NFL quarterback news yesterday, Jerry. Carson Wentz is going to have surgery on a left foot, out 5 to 12 weeks.
And I think that's the smart thing.
What's that?
Well, because they said he was going to try and work through it and rehab it. But to me, if you're going to do that and you know you have the injury on August 1st, just get the surgery and get it done. Be good. Now, what's weird is the timetable. They said he's going to be out between 5 and 12 weeks.
It's a 7-week
good Lord.
Give or take in between there.
Right. Now, when I first saw this, I had seen that if he had surgery, he could be out 5, 6, 7 weeks. I'm thinking, you know what? It makes sense. You're back at the end of September. Get it over with. 5 to 12 weeks? That puts you into November.
Right.
So you feel bad for him, but, I mean, it is what it is.
And Frank Reich says that quarterback Jacob Eason, whoever that is.
Is that Tony Eason's kid?
I don't know. I'd be interested in that, Jerry.
You just said whoever that is.
Well, no. If you tell me he's Tony, I love any time there's a kid playing who I knew their father when I watched football.
Yeah,
not
well,
that
this
I
is why it's right up your
football,
alley.
Jerry, I always watch.
Does he? You think he's got a Wikipedia
sports.
Page? He does. It is his
it
kid.
It is his kid.
No
wow.
kidding. So there you go.
Tony Eason, who quarterbacked the Patriots. Yes, Jerry?
Yeah, and I just only because it's a random name. His last name's not Williams. I mean,
no.
So, all right.
It's not Williams.
Now you're a little more intrigued.
Yes, now I'm interested.
Now you're going to watch Colt games.
Yep. I was not interested when I put this on the show sheet. Now I'm interested that I know he's the son of Tony Eason.
I'm impressed that you actually put it on the show sheet.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jerry.
I mean, you didn't put Evan Fournier on the show sheet.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. That's not a big splash. I only put big splashes on the show sheet, Jerry.
You didn't know who Jacob Eason was.
I was hoping it was Tony Eason's son. I was hoping that would be revealed, the big reveal on today's program.
I know
program.
That's not true because
WFAN
of your face.
WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York, and Odyssey Station.